Shalom, everybody. Yasher Koch for coming. We're planning on having a shiur, but we're actually going to have the inaugural shiur. Mirtzei Hashem, we're going to have, probably on a weekly basis, hidden treasures of the Midrash. There are a lot of Midrashim that we know and we're familiar with from, you know, Rashi. Rashi quotes many of the Midrashim in the Parsha, and there are many that are less familiar. And some of them, you know, we're familiar with the Rashi, but when we see the Midrash inside, we might have some more questions that we really didn't think about so much. And there's a lot to delve into and understand, and important lessons to derive, and particularly for us in camp, we'll try to adapt it for something that's critical for us to learn and grow as we embark on this incredible avoda that we're about to embark on. So I want to start from a midrash in Parshas Korach. I figured that'd be a good parsha to choose because it's, well, this week's parsha, and Rav Mendi announced it, so also that reason. And we're going to take a look at midrash Rabbah. In Parsha Yud Ches, Psikta Hey. So we're going to quote a principle that probably many of you are familiar with. See, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. We have Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi, and of course, Korach is going to start a rebellion. He is going to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, his choice of Kohen Gadol, and as Chazal explained, really many other of the appointments of Moshe Rabbeinu. He gathers a whole group. And does anybody know which tribe Korach gets the most followers from, aside from Levi? Right. So he gets a lot of Levitic supporters. Makes sense, right? His homeboys, right? Part of the Chevra, the Levian, and he also gets from Bnei Reuven. Why does he get from Bnei Reuven? Okay, right? And what do Chazal say about that? Oi, right? Oi, right? So here, let's take a look. So he takes with them, right? Vayikach, and he takes Dosan Vaviram. So Mikan Amru, from here we learn, Oi l'Rasha, v'oi l'Shcheino. Beautiful, right? Woe is to the Rasha, the wicked person, and woe is to his neighbor. Right, Dosan Avira, right, Lafi Shahayu Shchainim Shel Korach, because they were neighbors of Korach. Shahaya Sharoi Badarom, because he was living in the south. Diksiv Mishpachos Bnei Kahas, and it proceeds to explain that because Dosan Avira, they were Bnei Reuven, they lived, right, so the way it worked was there were four Degalim, four encampments, right, we have 12 Shvatim in all, and they are divided into four groups. And they are at all four sides of the Mishkan. And there's an inner circle, which is actually an inner square, which is the four Levitic camps, right? The family of Levi is broken up into three families, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And then there was also a fourth group, which was Moshe and all the Kohanim. So Kohath and Reuven corresponded to each other. Kohath and Reuven. Therefore, Korach lived close to Dosan and Aviram. And because of that, they were influenced in oy lo, oy l'shreino. Not just woe is to a Rasha, that yeah, a Rasha, he's going to suffer. He's going to live a terrible life in Olam Hazeh because of everything he causes, he'll be punished. And of course, more significantly, in Olam Haba. But not just woe to him, but woe is to his neighbor. Because if you live in that proximity, so you'll be impacted by the damage. You will be influenced. Okay. But when we see this inside, it's not just the Bnei Reuven that followed. The Midrash specifies Dosan and Aviram. So let's process this for a moment. We say, woe is to the Rasha and woe is to the neighbor. Who is the Rasha in our example? Who's the Rasha? Korach. Who's the innocent bystanding neighbor? Dosan and Aviram. Any questions, Chevra? Okay, so Dosan and Aviram, since when are these like these, you know, innocent goody two shoes that will never cause any trouble? Of course, we know they have a criminal report, right? What else do we know about Dosan and Aviram?
He's trying to take Moshe out of his chair.
Out of his
chair, out of the legacy, he's trying to steal the legacy of Moshe.
Did they try to steal the legacy of Moshe? How? Where do we see it?
They're saying, why did you got it from?
So when he first tries to break up the fight, right? Chazal tell us in Parsha Shmos that when there are two Jews fighting, And then Moshe tries to break it up, and they say, who do you think you are breaking up our fight? We are having a pleasant fight and you know, leading to physical blows, and you're interrupting us. What chutzpah is this? And who do what does Chazal say? Who are those people according to Chazal?
Big son and Sarish.
No, not big son and Sarish. Dasan and Avira. Right? No. Dasan and Avira. And they're not Nadav and Avira. No, not any other pairs. No, not Ernie and Bert. Nope. Dasan and Avira. So, since when since when are they tzaddikim? In fact, do we have any other mentions of Dasan and Avira?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right? We see with the Mun, so what do they do there? Excellent. They have leftover Mun, they're keeping it, they're hoarding it when they're not supposed to. So Dasan and Aviram have a criminal report. They're repeat offenders. But then the Midrash comes along and says, Korath, oy, the Rosha, and even his Shechinim, the precious, innocent angels, Dasan and Aviram, even they're influenced. It's a little surprising. Yeah. Yeah, right. So that's part of the same story, but that's another thing. It's another thing they did wrong, right? Another thing is that they spoke Lashon Hara. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, because of the Lashon Hara, this is why they're suffering so, because of Dasan Aviram. So that's a little bit surprising.
Like the film Joel, that would say, this is garbage, and this is trash. That's how they are.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
There's the English one better. Wow.
What?
You know the English one better. Not bad. This is in the veil. This is a trefa. We also have that, right?
Yeah.
So
they are gray.
So that's our first question. The next question is from the opening word. What's the opening word of the parsha?
Vayikach
Korach. Now, how do Chazal interpret Vayikach Korach? Right, he gathered them with his word. It's a kicha, taking with a word, like convincing strongly, right? And not that he kidnapped these followers, perhaps manipulated them. The Midrash does say that he manipulated them. You know what the Midrash says? Different Midrash, not the one we're quoting here. Says that he would go to the different groups and tell all the groups and tell them why they were really cheated victims. Says, you know, goes to the Bnei Reuven and he says, Bnei Reuven, why is Yehuda like the leader tribe? Yehuda leads the camps. You're the Reuvenim. You should be running the show. Then he goes to the Bnei Yosef. You're the Bnei Yosef. You should be running the show. He goes to the Levium. What? You're the Levium. Why are the Kohanim running the show? So everybody gathers together. He gathers everyone together, and everyone's really, really upset, but for different reasons. And they're all manipulated under this campaign of Kulam Kadoshim. Of course, Chazal tells us Korach really wanted the Kahuna Gadol for himself. So there is manipulation here. The Midrash says, Vayikach Korach. So it's a Yofen Adrash, the Midrash, Rabbi Tanakuma. Tanakuma darshens it. Rashi continues, Lokach es atzmo litzad echad. One is that he took himself to one side. He separated himself. Another is that he took them with words. Mashach runs Rashi Sanhedrios, Shebehem, Shebedvarim, as we said. He brought them with words, tried to convince them. But the fact that we have to ask this question indicates that this word is a strange word to use. Right? We can explain it, meaning sometimes, often, the Torah uses a word that we have to struggle to interpret. And Chazal have multiple answers, so much so that Rashi even prefaces with, This is darshaned big time in the Midrash. And then you'll give it shot to me, try to figure out what the simplest answer is. But no matter what that simplest answer is, you also have to figure out why did the Torah use a complicated lashon that made us struggle to answer it. You have to figure out why is the strange term vayikach used over here. And the final question I want to ask, is that after Moshe is challenged by Korach, and he issues a challenge to them, then it says that he vayishlach Moshe likro l'dasan v'la'aviram b'nei Eliyav. He reaches out to Dasan and Aviram. He goes out of his way to try to get them. And we see this later on as well, right? He like stands outside their tent. And even later on, after Hashem says, "Get away from them," right? I'm about to perform a crazy miracle and kill them. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe el Aaron, lemor, he badlu mitocha eda azos. Get away from them. And he says, speak to the whole nation. He says, "Heilu misavi the mishkan Korach dasan vaviram." Get away from Korach dasan vaviram. Get away from them right now. Vayaka Moshe. Moshe got up. Vayelach where el dasan vaviram. He went to Dasan and Aviram. Why is he going to Dasan and Aviram? Hashem just told him, "I'm about to destroy Korach and Dasan and Aviram. Get away from them." Moshe goes to Dasan and Aviram. Rashi says, "Kisavur sheyisu lo panim v'lo asu." He was hoping that they would show a little bit of kavod to him, and they didn't. Hashem told you, "Get away from them. Stay away. What are you doing? Going to greet them?" Hashem told you not to. Hashem told you, "I'm going to destroy them. Separate from yours. Get away from those people." And Moshe says, I'm going to go." And Rashi says he was trying to see, maybe they would, you know, they would come, they would stand up for him. It's like, "Oh, you know, Kvod Rav, Moshe, I'm so, you know, I'm sorry, it was a little uncomfortable what we did before, you know." But for some reason, Moshe's going here, but he shouldn't be. Hashem told him, "Get away. I'm going to destroy them now." What's going on? So that is the that's the question. So the three questions. First of all, the Midrash tells us oilo va'oilo shcheino, oilo Russia, right? Woe is to the Russia and woe is to his neighbors, because unfortunately they get caught up with the Russia, and the Russia is referring to Korach and the neighbors are referring to Dasan Aviram. But Dasan and Aviram, we know throughout other Midrashim and Chazal, are Rishayim themselves. So it should be oil Russia, oil Rishayim Shahim Khabirim Shalom. Right? Woe to him and the Russia, and woe to the other Rishayim. Question number one. Question number two, why does the Torah open up the parsha with Vayikach Korach instead of just saying that Vayidaber Korach to his people, or Korach went away? Why does it use the term "and Korach took"? He took himself away, or he took followers with him. Why does it use that Lashon? And the final question is why the Torah says that Moshe, after Hashem tells him to get away from Dasan Aviram, he still goes towards them and hopes that he can, like, you know, they'll show him some kavod and it'll be good for them and things will turn around. So one possibility, just to address the first question, is that it's not necessarily so simple that that it's a unanimous opinion that Dasan and Aviram are the personalities in those other stories, right? It doesn't say it in the Chumash explicitly that those people are Dasan and Aviram by the Mun. It doesn't say it's Dasan and Aviram by the fight in Mitzrayim when Moshe was young. It doesn't say that. And there's an indication in a Midrash later on in this week's Parsha, Yud Ches Yud Beis, that maybe it was different people. Okay. But assuming, like, you know, the most famous opinion in Chazal that's quoted is that Dasan and Aviram are the guys in all these situations. So why are they not referred to as Rishayim here? Now, it could be the answer is that maybe I think some people want to suggest something like this. They are somewhat Rishayim. You know, they're not great. But after Matan Torah, they would never have stepped up to Moshe Rabbeinu like that. They would never have been chutzpahdik to Moshe Rabbeinu. After what he demonstrated, after speaking to the Shechina, Dasan and Aviram were much more timid. We could suggest a possibility. Now, we also know that Dasan and Aviram had a good quality to them. Does anybody know a good quality about Dasan and Aviram? Yeah.
They took beatings from the Jews in Egypt.
Chazal will point out that the Shotrim, the officers, the Jewish officers who were appointed over the Jews in Mitzrayim, that they took beatings for their brethren. I mean, the Torah says that they were beaten, right? They were told, make sure the Jews who are under you work even harder. And they didn't make them work harder. They took the beatings themselves. So Dasan and Aviram, Chazal tell us, were indeed shotrim. They were officers. So they were Jews who took beatings for fellow Jews. They were Jews who had mesiras nefesh for other Jews. They had other flaws. They had other problems. But there was a good point to them. And we shouldn't ignore that.
They're great.
They're gray. They're not black and white. right? They are gray personalities, right? There are some bad, there's some good. And I think that's a significant point, because that would indicate that Dustin and Korach's influence is not necessarily a guarantee. Or sorry, their rishus is not a guarantee. But you know what put them over the edge? Korach's influence. They wouldn't necessarily be full-fledged Rishonim, especially not after Matan Torah. But with the influence of Korach, all of a sudden, Oy L'Rosha V'Oy L'Shchenav, because they become full-fledged Rishonim too. And one point we learn from this is the subtlety of how just a little bit more could put someone over the edge if they're not in the right chevra. Right? At Baruch Hashem, everyone here made a decision to be in a very good, growthful environment for the summer, which is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful decision to make. Also, you should, within that, you should make proper subdivisions and make sure that you surround yourself with people who help you and put you over in the right way. Because, you know, instead of, oi, wow is to the tzaddik and wow is to his neighbors. To be surrounded by people who help you grow spiritually, that's a really, really important point. And Dustin and Aviram, that, yes, they weren't great, but with Korach, that pushed them over. I want to suggest that this is why Moshe visited Dustin and Aviram anyway. Hashem says, I'm going to destroy them. Moshe said, let me go to Dustin and Aviram by themselves, without Korach there. Let me try by them by myself, and maybe there's something to save. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. He knew who they were, and Moshe had a bad experience with them in the past. But he knew the thing that pushed them over was Korach. And if I can get them by themselves, away from Korach, maybe I can still save them. But it was too late. They were too influenced. So what is it? What is it about Korach that influenced them? How do we see the bad in Korach? Meaning, we don't want to see the bad in people, but what was wrong with Korach that pushed him over, right? Korach was seemingly had a nice platform, Kulam Kadoshim, everyone's holy. So I think the answer is in the first word. What's the first word in the Parsha? Vayikach. That it's not just, you know, he took himself aside, he took people to follow him, but Vayikach is a lashon of kicha, of kach, of taking. Because Korach was a taker. He was someone who lived his life of, what can I take? How can I get more? A platform of Kulam Kadoshim, but really, what did he want? He didn't want everyone holy. He wanted the Kahuna Gadol for himself. Vayikach Korach. He was constantly a taker. And Dustin and Aviram, they were people who were Moser Nefesh for their fellow Jews. But when they got close to Korach, they became takers like him. What can we get out of it? In fact, the name Korach itself, if you look at it, it begins and ends with what letter? Kuf, Ches, Kach, meaning to take. And the Resh, right? Resh could be darshaned as Rosh, a head. That his leadership, his head, being a head, a Rosh, surrounded by Kuf and Ches. You know what the Gemara in Shabbos though says? Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, darshans every letter of the Aleph base. Every letter has deep significance. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that, you know what the core and the essence of the letter Resh is? Rasha. So Korach is Kuf, Resh, Ches. In the center, it's a Rasha. And what's the Rasha? The person who's constantly taking. Kach. Taking. We are in a place of giving. Of just giving. Of avas chinam. Free chesed. Baseless chesed. Just for nothing more than avas Yisrael. And even if we came here, partially lishma, partially lo lishma, many other reasons we've come here, you can. Everyone has their own sub-reasons why they may be here. But as Rav Judah said this past Shabbos, once we are all here, we are here to be givers. We do not want to be in the camp of Korach, Korach v'Adasso, of Kach, of a Rasha that's Kach, a wicked person that's taking. We want to be like Dustin and Aviram before Korach took them down. Before he brought them lower, and the ones who were Moser Nefesh, our fellow Jews, lower themselves, take a beating for their fellow Jews. Halavai, Mir Tzion, we won't take too many beatings for our fellow Jews. We'll just care for them and show love. Mir Tzion, we should do that and be Zocha to have the Tikkun of Parshas Korach, of Tzadik Tamar Yifrach, the Tikkun of living, of Tzidkus, of Mesiris Nefesh, and be Zocha to a very spiritually elevating summer.